It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. I'm going to admit something to you that many radio hosts will not, even though it is often true. I don't know a lot about March Madness. It is a large tournament among college basketball teams with a high percentage of potential outcomes and apparently 9.2 quintillion possible combinations in a single tournament bracket, which people are filling out and betting on this month. If you are a newbie like me, there are a number of tech tools that will help. CNET's Lindsay Turntine is here to chat about it all. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm great, Ben. Thanks.
So neither you nor I are experts in the field of picking brackets, but there are some apps that can help us make choices.
There are some various technologies that can help us make choices. You can start by going to Bing.com and looking up their bracket builder.
And so the Bing one, as I understand it, Lindsay, it uses this anonymized data from a bunch of people's searches about brackets and about teams that are doing well, and then puts that into some sort of machine learning algorithm to pick the best option, I guess.
Yep, that's how it works. And it uses past NCAA information to drive its predictions too.
Okay.
And then there's sort of an interesting piece of technology that was built by a company that actually makes an AI engine that they sell. But they created an app called Smart Bracket. And what Smart Bracket does is tries to pick for you the best bracket based on who it thinks your competing brackets will be. So it uses information like your location to create a bracket that it has the highest chance of winning against other people you're competing against, rather than just the highest chance of winning, period.
Right. So the assumption here is maybe that you'll be competing with people in your office or friends or something like that in the same geographical area, and maybe they will have a certain proclivity towards certain teams, and this will help you navigate that and do well among your competitors.
Kind of smart, an interesting idea. And if all you want to do is just watch,
I think that's what I want to do.
Luckily, actually, unlike a lot of professional sports, the NCAA tournament is streamed live on the NCAA app. There's a March Madness app that you can get both on iOS and Android, and it streams the entire tournament live.
I think you and I are going to have to do this and see how it plays out.
It's going to be fun.
Lindsay Turrentine, Editor-in-Chief at CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Have you ever seen the movie Mallrats, a bunch of misfits in an average American mall finding love, fighting the bad guy mall cops, and debating the designations of shopping mall businesses?
Cookie stand is not part of the food court.
Well, of course it is.
The food court is downstairs. The cookie stand is upstairs. It's not like we're talking quantum physics here.
The cookie stand counts as an eatery. The eateries are part of the food court.
Wherever you stand on the cookie stand, even back when Mallrats came out in 1995, the shopping mall was considered kind of on its way out, but it has taken a long time for e-commerce and other factors to make that decline official enough that a couple of big investment firms are betting against securities backed by loans taken out by shopping mall operators. Joining me to talk about all of this is an investor, though not in mall debt, Paul Kudrowski of SK Ventures. Paul, what are investors doing exactly?
So the short version is that many regional malls in the United States are troubled. Some of the largest malls are okay, but the ones that are dependent on some of the more troubled retailers like Sears and JCPenney and others are understandably having trouble. And those malls aren't seeing the same traffic. Traffic drives their income. Their income lets them pay their debt. They have a lot of debt. It's all coming due. That's a problem.
The tech in this is, of course, the Amazon/Jet.com.
Right. So the amusing part is that for 20 years, you know, if we recall, Amazon was founded in, 1994? I think it is 1994, April of 94. So more than 20 years, we've been talking
about
the death of physical retail for 20 years. It's now actually finally happening, because left to themselves, many of these malls that are troubled could probably refinance their debt.
And so you're describing here in part why old industries die hard, right, is that these mall companies have been able to continue to take on debt.
Right. That's what's really interesting as a venture investor is, you know, we have this hubris that says the technology and the term of art that gets abused all the time, it's a cliche, of course, is disruption, and it disrupts things. It's taken more than 20 years to truly change the way we think about whether or not this is a great investment. So it's sort of a great example of sort of a broken conceit that many of us in the venture industry have, that we can break things fast. Honestly, we can't.
And the future of retail, how do you see that? I mean, are we talking about warehouses, small warehouses owned by Amazon that are, you know, within 50 miles of all of us that no customer will actually ever see?
Right. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And then there'll be these marquee malls that are sort of malls only in name, that really have restaurants and theaters. And oh, yeah, back there in the corner, they sell stuff.
But Paul, how will the teenagers flirt in the future? Yeah. How will it happen?
There's this thing called Snapchat. Maybe it'll be big. I really don't
also
know.
Also disrupted by technology again.
It's very sad.
Paul Kodrowski of SK Ventures. Paul, thank you very much.
Sure.
And before we go, from the strange Kickstarter campaign files, the IEYE smart iPhone case is for Apple devices, iPhone 6 or later. But the back of this case is basically an Android phone running Android 7.1 operating system. $95 if you support the Kickstarter campaign, and closer to $200 later on. Is it the Kickstarter version of duct taping an Android and Apple phone together and connecting them? Yes. Funny? Yeah. Functional? It will supposedly ship in August. We will see about that. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.